We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school softball. Fremont Mills is having a solid season in the Corner Conference so far this year. Kyle Fichter is their head coach for the Knights. He joins us now here on KSOM. And, Coach, your team has won three in a row, but have had a lot of cancellations here as of late because of the weather. Overall, how are you feeling about your softball team so far this season?
Well, we felt like we had things going in the right direction. Like you said, the weather's just kind of played havoc with us here recently. Got some things that we got put back into the schedule, but not everything. So we're just kind of in a wait-and-see mode right now.
Yeah. 11-6 overall record. What has gone right for your team throughout this season?
Well, I think coming off the track season, just like everybody, you know, you just got a little time where you got to – look and see where everybody fits. And that's exactly what happened to us this year. You know, track got over and softball had already started. And, you know, we thought we were going to be pretty solid this year, but we didn't really know what the lineup would look like as far as the batting order. So it took us a little bit of time to figure that out. But now that we've had it rolling here for a little bit, we've been doing pretty well and we like where we're sitting.
Well, your offense has been pretty well. You're batting over 400 as a team right now. And I guess we got to highlight Lena Ali, I mean, who had a great track season, and she's only hitting 672 on the season with a homer, 15 runs batted in. I mean, it's just a tremendous hitter. What has been the key for Lena and her offense this year?
Well, Lena, she's always been at the top of our lineup all the years that we've had her. She's hitting in our two spot right now. You know, she's fast. So we just ask her to bunt the ball and beat it to first, basically. So she's been really good at that. I know she's in the 30-somethings on the hit total, and pretty much all of those are singles. We just ask her to put it in the dirt and beat it to first.
Well, and then not only that, she's got 49 stolen bases. So that's a player that kind of catchers probably fear, don't they?
Yeah, you know, once she gets on, once again, she's a state champion in the 100 hurdles, and she's a state champion on the 4x1 teams. So she's got some speed, so we just kind of turn her loose. You know, sometimes I'll tell her when to go. Other times she sees things, and she'll do a delayed steal, or she's stolen home three or four times as well. So she's pretty good at stealing bases, and we just kind of let her do her thing. We ask the kids to be aggressive, so if they – happen to get thrown out, you know, it's not something that they're going to get yelled at for, because we like to play aggressive and we just kind of let them get a feel for the game and do their thing.
Yeah, she's leading the entire state in stolen bases so far this year, and it's by 12, as a matter of fact, in softball, which is pretty incredible. I mean, do you emphasize the small ball first? Is that a primary emphasis for you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're not the biggest kids. You know, Fremont Mills doesn't always have very big kids, but we usually are pretty blessed with some good speed. So we most definitely, you know, our top three hitters, everybody knows it. You know, it's no secret. Our top three hitters, we ask them to bunt. So we just kind of roll with that. And then we've got some kids who can put the ball in play after that to try and move those kids around. And it's just working really well for us right now.
What about pitching wise? What has worked for you there? Looks like you've been using two different pitchers, a junior and an eighth grader so far this year.
Right. Yeah. We knew coming into this year, we had Sage Mitchell. She's pitched for us for the last couple of years. And then we got Adeline Billingsley, who came in this year as an eighth grader. And she's got some pretty good experience behind her as far as taking pitching lessons and playing some club ball. So we knew we were probably going to use both of them. We just kind of let them play off of each other. You know, they're not overpowering by any means, but they get the job done and trust their defense, and we just try to make sure that we make those plays behind them.
And so what do you make of the Corner Conference? You got the conference tournament coming up. Let's hope the weather allows that to happen. That's always, I'm sure, competitive. What do you make of just, you know, how it's been like playing the Corner this year?
You know, the Corner, I'm sure, is like every other conference. I mean, I can speak to it, obviously, better than anything else. We're seeing the last few years a lot of kids not coming out. The corner conference teams are pretty small in numbers, so it's kind of hard to get, you know, JV schedule in. You know, we're really struggling trying to get JV games in, but it, you know, it's pretty competitive. You know, Griswold Cam obviously is the team to beat in the conference, and then everybody else is just kind of find their way along in the rest of the conference.
And what do you think is the biggest key for your team here as you go down the home stretch of the season and get ready for the playoffs?
The biggest thing for us is we just have to let the routine plays, you know, be made. You know, sometimes we'll make a real spectacular play, but then a routine play kind of bites us. So we got to make sure that the routine plays are the ones that are being made. And then we've got to stay aggressive on the bases. You know, we've got to make sure that we're getting on base and then aggressive when we get there.
Very good. Well, Coach, hopefully the weather will clear up and you'll be able to play, and really appreciate your time and best of luck throughout the rest of the season. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Kyle Fichter, head coach for Fremont Mills Softball, with us here on KSOM.